Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
Thank you for joining us this week on the Country Confidential Podcast. I am Shiloh Bellis. It is time to bring on our guest. It's Chris from the Washboard Union. Chris, thank you for joining us. How are things?
I'm fantastic, brother. How are you doing? Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. It's good to hear your voice, too. You're on the East Coast right now, are you?
We are in Halifax. We just arrived last night.
Nice. I'm surprised your voice isn't more raspy then. Halifax has a way of making people want to party. That's just, it's kind of in the air there or something.
I was immediately reminded when the bar we were in for dinner became incredibly packed and it was Tuesday night. I knew I was back in Halifax.
You're just like, do people not have to get up early on Wednesday? No, they're just functional. They still have to get up.
But they know something the rest of us don't. They somehow function at a higher level.
That's right. I was going to say it's the salt air, but out in the West Coast, I don't know if it's the same. So I don't know. Something.
We're a little lazier.
it's a time difference. Don't worry. So you're traveling across the country and you started this tour amongst COVID chaos. And
we did.
You were one of the first, I believe, and now I could be wrong, you're one of the first acts to actually announce a full tour. Did people think you were crazy, like putting this whole thing together? Like, did you get any of like, are you serious? This is going to happen?
Well, I mean, the COVID reality is that this tour has probably been rescheduled two or three times and now broken up into chunks so that we're able to do it. It's important to us that we get out and be in front of our fans when it was safe to do so. We wanted to be out there right away. And so, we did the first piece and then COVID got a little crazy. And so we all had to take a break and we've just finished the next leg, which was 9 dates in a row in Ontario. And now we're out on the road back to Cavendish. So the fact that we've been out and in front of real people is just the greatest feeling in the world. And people have been coming out and it just feels as normal as it can be. But it is just such an incredible feeling to be back on the road.
Is it harder, do you think, for a band like yours with so many moving parts and like the harmonies do you think it's harder for you guys to get back into the swing of live than maybe a solo artist? I got to think there's so many moving parts to what you guys do that the rehearsals must have been pretty numerous just to get yourself back in game shape.
Well, the three of us, Aaron, David, and myself, have been doing live streams all through COVID. So we've been singing and playing together and done a ton of writing. I think we've probably written over 30 songs. So that side of our chops was there. Getting back with the band, yeah, it took a little bit of getting used to, but it's surprising how quickly it all comes back when the six of you are back together and you're able to play these songs. So I was kind of blown away at how much it got back to normal faster than I thought it would.
You're playing some small venues as well. Has that been kind of neat just to go maybe play some smaller towns, more intimate things where you guys were sort of playing a lot, before the pandemic, a lot of bigger cities and stuff, just to maybe get back to more of the Washboard roots a little bit?
Yeah, man, it's exactly that. Thanks for saying that. This tour, when we planned it out, we wanted to go as many places as we could and a bunch of places we'd never been. I mean, there are communities we're playing that are much smaller than we're used to, they haven't had live music in over 2.5 years. And so you see this natural excitement in being there. Plus, playing small theaters and small rooms, it's so exciting. It just feels different. The crowd is not 30 feet away from you. They're right on top of you. And we love that because Washboard shows are like a giant sing-along. You've been to them, that vibe. And people just walk out feeling so much better than they walked in. And that's really the goal.
It's remarkable. I was, looking at some of the tour dates. Is there a town that was booked on this tour? And you can be honest that you guys had to kind of look up and go, okay, where is that? Because you are playing some pretty great spots, but maybe some spots maybe you really didn't know where they were.
Yeah. Absolutely. I had never heard of Meaford, Ontario.
Me either.
I haven't been through a lot. Yeah. And a lot of people in Ontario that we met in Toronto are like, where's Meaford? But you go into this theater in a town hall, which was beautiful and was built in the late 1800s. and the whole town came out. I mean, there were grandmothers cooking for the band. The theater was rammed. It was an event, and it was something that you wouldn't ever get to experience if you didn't make it part of the tour. And there's lots of those places that I'm just so glad, because it's not all about just playing the big cities. That's always going to be part of it, big festivals. But there's so many people that don't get to have shows like this come to those smaller communities. And I'm just so glad we can be one of the bands that's bringing them there.
I'm living it right now. We moved in October to Sussex, New Brunswick, which is much smaller than Moncton. And I went to a show a few weeks ago at a bar, and it was a New Brunswick artist. And you're right. It's an event. Like in Moncton, it'd be like, oh, there's six other of these kind of things going on on one night. There's, you know, it's a right. bar, you know, but here people counted down. There was like, you had to put yourself on a waiting list to get tickets. Like it's an event.
Yeah, it totally is. Yeah. And that's for me, exciting part is that people are coming out. I think, you know, it's harder for people to sort of get out to the arena shows if they're not quite comfortable, but the theaters have been absolutely fantastic. And these kind of shows give us a lot more time to, you know, be the three jackasses that we are and have fun with people and tell stories and, you know, play a bunch of stuff they probably haven't heard before. It's a longer show. And so it's a great way to stretch your legs and get back into what's going to be a very busy summer for us.
Some of your bandmates were growing beards before COVID made them cool. Have you guys done the opposite now? Like, are you guys all clean shaven because the rest of the world grew beards?
Let's just see them get beards this song. You know what? It's you know, Shiloh, it's part of the uniform. Okay. We don't allow Aaron to grow a beard because there's a 2-beard limit. That's just how it goes.
I always think, but I was thinking about that at the beginning because I've definitely become, because I work from home, I've definitely become a lot more lazy when it comes to, you know, shaving, and I've grown sort of a beard, and I'm trying to keep it trimmed. I'm not trying to get long. I'm not trying to compete with your beard length, but it's one of those things where it's sort of become more of a normal thing now. So I just wondered if you guys flipped the script. You just came out, you know, oh, like everyone else is doing it, so we're moving on. But
well, I think we're getting where we've always been really good at being us, and that was just kind of part of it. I think, you know, my wife tells me that my beard has passed wizardly and moved on to biblical. So it's
just kind of. I'm assuming that's a good thing. Like, it sounds good.
It's a fantastic thing. But yeah, we are us, and I have to say we were rolling through Halifax last night, and ZZ Top was in town, and sure got looks as you're driving by in the cars.
Oh my gosh!
People peer in and see
everyone thinks
really
it's you. Oh my! what are you guys doing on the East Coast? Anything but shows? I mean, you're here for a little while. Are you getting a chance to, you know, do anything different?
Well, we're doing 4 dates back-to-back on the road back to Cavendish. So Halifax and Glace Bay and Charlottetown and Fredericton. So we're going to get to see a lot of the Maritimes. We are seafood freaks, so we're going to be out going to every restaurant we can find along the way. And we just absolutely love being in the Maritimes. They've been so good to us over the years. So just seeing people is what I'm most excited about.
Listeners in Cape Breton that listen on New Country, they're so happy you're going to Glace Bay because not enough shows go out that way, even just to Sydney proper, but to go to Glace Bay, that's the joy of this tour. And I know there's people that are just like we were talking about, that this is going to be an event. When you get to Glace Bay, there's not a lot of artists that get to go play there. So they're going to be so pumped.
I can't wait. That is one part of the world that I have never seen, and I cannot wait to go out there.
It's going to be great. And then it's right into festival season. I'm sure you guys are doing all that. What about you, man? Over the pandemic and things, I know you've got a lot of other interests and irons in the fire. What's Chris away from Washboard? What have you been up to?
Well, I guess kind of partially a Washboard game, but I've been writing a ton. I've really been enjoying that. I've been spending a ton of time in the woods and in the mountains, which for me is fuel. And I've absolutely loved that. During the pandemic, I tried to start learning Italian, just as something else to do.
And how'd that go?
I'm doing okay. I'm Rosetta Stoning my way through it. And, you know, we're going to be going back to Europe at some point. And I promised myself the next time we go to play in Italy, I want to be able to understand a lot more than I could last time. I could get by in Spanish, Italian was tough, so I want to have that skill. So I kind of promised myself that I would do that. So when we have time, I'm kind of spending some time trying to do that as well.
Nice. And the rest of the band, are you rubbing off on them? Are you practicing with them? Or are they just like, no, you're going to be our translator, dude. That's it.
Well, it's funny, between the three of us, we can kind of get by in a few languages. So Aaron's got, you know, strong French, and so do some of the other guys in the band. So it's been great. And Aaron and David have both been the same way. We promised ourselves that we wanted to come out of this stronger than we went in. And I think we're there musically and as a team and as people. And I just, I'm nothing but positive about what's ahead right now.
So what is ahead? You said you've been writing and there's been a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
When are we going to get a chance to hear new Washboard music, unless you can't tell us state secrets? I don't know if there's, you know, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I do.
I spent about a month in Nashville last month. So we have been recording a lot of new music, and we were out in LA, and we've kind of come back and gone straight on tour. So there's brand new Washboard music coming, and we can't wait for you to hear it.
So no date yet, but it's coming.
No date just yet, but you will hear soon.
I can't wait, man. Say hi to the rest of the band for me, and I really hope you enjoy a lot of seafood out here, because it's terrific.
Absolutely, brother. Thank you so much. It's so great to hear from you.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.